The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a discussion about something that's coming to Netflix, or might be already there. It's a new documentary called Michael Jackson, The Verdict. I've seen it on Netflix, so I don't know if it's airing.
Michael.
But it includes an interview with a former staffer who claims he was once asked to get rid of child porn materials for Michael. So this focuses on his 05 child molestation case. It includes an interview with a guy named Vincent Amon, who worked for Michael in 02 and 03. And he claims he disposed of child porn materials for the singer.
Odd that this comes out right when this Netflix documentary is coming out. You ever sometimes think Netflix is like there's some dark evil side to it? Because like, think about it. They were obviously in on the fact that TKO was getting ready to take over WWE. It's very, very obvious, whether it's insider trading or whatever. They're filming a day-to-day interview with Vince McMahon right when the it comes down. Come on, man.
All the stuff they had in the works.
Come on. So and they just happened to get the TV deal. Yeah, come on.
So this guy, Vincent Amon, says Michael's assistant, Frank Tyson, once handed him a Nike bag and asked him to get rid of it. But Amon thought it seemed suspicious. So he looked inside the bag and found a nudist magazine called Naturally. Flipping through it, he came upon a video ordering section.
Before you ask, Fat Boy, I never sold that one. It's not one that I care
about. Where you didn't care that one.
Several titles were circled with a Sharpie, and the videos were of naked children.
Now, this is a lot like, well, not content-wise, but mystery-wise, the bag OJ gave to Robert Kardashian that evidently he didn't look in and didn't know what was in the bag.
What's in the bag?
That I think Kim said that she had found the bag and didn't look in it either, if I remember right.
Bull crap.
Bull
crap. Well, I thought that was his...
Now, the clothes obviously were probably thrown in the bag that they found in the...
But then remember what OJ... Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, didn't Robert Kardashian give his Bible to OJ? And then they auctioned it off, and then Kim Kardashian went and bought it back because she wanted her dad's Bible. Was that
did
what
she
the,
get it? I forget how it got up for auction, but she tried to get it, and I think somebody else bought it.
Oh, for real?
Or they didn't sell it. They wanted to, like, rake her over
Kanye
the coals.
Kanye bought it? He's like,
Dude, I want to know what happened to that because that was a huge story.
That was a big, big story, and then it almost like, you know.
Well,
I'm already forgetting her name. The news girl with her mom. Gosh, how crazy is this?
Savannah Guthrie.
There you go.
Nancy Guthrie.
I'm going to find out if there is an update.
Since February.
It's an incredible band, how it just comes and goes so fast.
Is it Kim did buy it at auction for $80,000?
Yeah, I thought so.
It was has Robert's name etched in gold and a handwritten note to OJ and an inscription. It was an original gift in 1994, is it?
Hey, today Fox News said the FBI's next move in the Nancy Guthrie case could finally expose the suspect.
Finally.
Really?
Wow.
They just need to find her. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is she alive or what? Is she suffering? That's what bothers me the most, is the fact that this woman has been gone since like February 1st and... I can only imagine what the family's going through.
I hate that song. Yeah, I'll tell you this, though. This is interesting to look at. Was it, and I don't mean this in any disrespectful way to the Guthrie family, but was it just a slow couple of news weeks that became the story? Because as soon as a conflict happens and suddenly UFO releases.
It was obviously a big deal because of Savannah Guthrie. And then, you know, which... Hearing her talk about makes you feel awful.
In the beginning, it was hot news, but now that they don't have any real updates other than finding a 1,000-year-old skeleton by where she lived is the latest that I heard.
Good God.
That, you know, I don't know.
But they keep showing the clip of Savannah saying, do you think she was kidnapped because of me? And it's like, you can't watch that, man. It's too hard to see.
Yeah.
This says that Kim offered $15,000 for the Bible, but the executor of the estate said they had to auction it off legally. So that's why they rejected. And the people were just bidding her up to $80,000 after that.
Her mama going to get a hold of it and put an eye of nude in it and put it in her cauldron. Dude, she's a witch, I'm telling you.
So back to the
story.
You mark
my word. That's what the disclosure day is going to be about. Kris Jenner's a witch.
She's not a Christian!
Madonna's a witch. Lady Gaga a witch.
Michael's Asian. Assistant, Frank Tyson. Tyson was just a child when he met Michael, and as he grew up, he advanced in the ranks, eventually becoming Michael's assistant. He has four siblings who filed a lawsuit this past April accusing Michael of abusing him.
This past April, meaning 2 months ago?
Yeah, this past
April. Wow. So I mean,
Frank declined to join the lawsuit. He also didn't participate in the documentary. I wanted to add that in before.
Yeah.
I'm just like... Wow. When you see a Michael Jackson documentary, that's all really it's going to be about now. Like, you've seen him.
Except the movie, right?
Yeah, the movie's different.
The movie doesn't touch on that at all.
And it doesn't go into the 90s at all, I heard.
Like, what is your... Like, my heart tell... And I have no... Obviously, my heart tells me that he was just a big kid at heart. I don't think he really ever did stuff. Like, I don't know what I'm basing anything on. Yeah. Now, people say, why'd he pay him off? Because sometimes I guess people just want to move on, hopefully. Now, it's always odd to me that people would set money in lieu of this person going to jail. Like, to me, that's like, okay. But
I could see it both ways, to be honest with you.
Well,
I could see
enough how about your sexuality. We're talking about Michael.
Parents are looking.
I'm
the
just
other
gonna
way.
Say something, and this is weird, but
as a parent,
I would not give my kid up to anyone and let him spend the night with some grown man, unless I was there.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'm saying.
But look what we know now about people selling their kids. Epstein, that whole. Oh my God.
And did you see the latest thing on him? Is like he had sperm housed in all kind of sperm banks around the world.
God.
Like he was trying to make sure that his DNA kept going like some kind of demon seed.
The fact that not only could they find one girl that they quote unquote bought, but three underage French girls for the one guy's birthday. My God. Sick, man.
Yeah.
The world is sick.
And you know, it's like the stuff you heard, you know, just whispers of it, or when people would say like, hey man, these people are really like buying children and trafficking them out, and then when they're done with them, they're actually like, they're harvesting them like for body parts.
God,
I don't know why I said it with that cadence.
If you
sound like Becky Lynch. But nevertheless, it sounds so far-fetched that when you see little morsels of examples of, yeah, that's happened, it's like...
And Ghislaine recruited these people to go there and work. You know, they never in their wild imagination thought that they would be abused and raped.
The Michael Jackson documentary that Wade Robson was a part of, where he had all these accusations, they were graphic. And I don't know if there was a lawsuit over that or not.
Is that the dancer?
Yeah, the choreographer. Yeah. That's the one where you kind of look like okay, maybe. Like, I wouldn't want to tell him to his face this did or did not happen to you because I don't know.
Right.
But some stuff was real specific, but really graphic too. So if he's putting his truth out there, quote unquote, telling his story.
And also the way they filmed those, you know, like it's a... Maybe it's 4 hours, 5 hours total, but they film like 90 to 100 hours, and they're splicing the media stuff in there. You know, it can all be taken. But
when networks put that stuff out, if they like, you got to think somebody tried to verify something, right? Or felt like it was enough to run with where it wasn't slander.
News gets a special. They get to do stuff that other networks don't get to do, is because they frame it up with news. You remember, like they'd have magicians come on and give secrets out. They'd have wrestlers come on.
The masked wrestler.
The masked wrestler. They'd give out these secrets and
I hated that guy
and all this stuff. And they frame, and even like I was reading a thing the other day. Now on TikTok, when you talk about any kind of conspiracy, you have to say this is for entertainment not educational purposes or something like that. Like they put it on there now. Like, you have to say that because people might regard what you're putting out as real. It's like, you know, buying cigarettes. They got to put the word cancer so big on there that we tried to tell them.
You don't need to go to a doctor. You do this with, you know, cucumbers or whatever. Yeah. Cucumbers and watermelon seems to be everywhere.
If you can take a watermelon.
I didn't mean it that way, fat boy.
Good Lord.
I meant curing, like...
You'd have to be in a bathtub to do a pregnancy like that.
The Odyssey Ricky app got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
How much time do we have here? How much time do we have here?
We got a good 7 minutes.
If we...
You think, okay, so is that not enough time to...
No. It's just a funny little off-the-cuff bit idea that I had to do. That I had an idea to do. Okay, we can do it, but I need you to help me out with one piece of element.
Okay. Do I need a Smokey and the Bandit? Or?
No, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Would you please give me the theme song for Spellenberg?
Oh, God. Hang on a second.
Oh, the eye roll. This hussy beside me. Oh, Lord. She just gave me like the... Oh, I done found a lipstick on your collar, boy.
Yeah. Hoom-bop,
Spellenberg, hoom-bop.
My ball.
Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, hoom-bop.
My ball.
My reason I'm doing that.
Calling around your town.
Forgot.
From Chesney to Greenville.
That's a long
spelling champ, whether from East
or Spartanburg. We'll cut it short after the first little
part. Can you beat the caller? That phone from Hendersonville. Tell me who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so they just, Scripps just had the National Spelling Bee, which, you know, is a big deal, which I'm surprised people still win it, because we talked about earlier, kids are stupid now.
You sure it's not the Crips National Spelling Bee and you said it wrong?
Yeah.
You said it.
There's an S at the beginning and the end, but no T, oddly enough. It sounds like Scripps.
What's the origin of that
like,
word,
I gotta go to CVS get my scriptions.
My scripts.
Scripps. So they did this thing where each, they went through and found out which word each state has the hardest time spelling. And I thought it would be fun if we did like a little funny head-to-head here.
So
and
I
also,
assume...
as a former Spelling Bee champion, I feel as though I shouldn't participate.
You should.
Because you already know
now
the
you
words.
Do use that.
And I have.
That's kind of stupid.
Yes.
You use
well,
that title for
evil. It would
be
dumb for me to participate if I've already seen all the words.
Yeah.
Use that title for evil, by the way, but you know.
What, Spellenberg?
Yeah.
Or Spelling Bee.
You do like to point out when people misspell.
Well, I mean,
maybe constantly.
I was called to be a teacher in another life. Who knows? All right, so what I think.
Not a sex ed teacher.
The thing would be best. I was never taught.
You weren't allowed to take it?
That's crazy.
You can pick a state off the board. That's what we'll do. So you pick the state, I will say the word, and then you have to spell it.
All right, she can pick first.
All right, and then if she doesn't get it right, you can steal for bonus points. All right, Paige, pick your state.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Paige, the word is quiet, like... Oh, excuse me, let me... The word is quiet, like... It is quite cold in here.
Oh, quite.
Quite. That's why I said it. But no, listen, bitch. That's why I said it right. Paige, she held it up for me, but remember, we are a radio show, so read out what you wrote.
That's going to be hilarious.
Quiet, Q-U-I-E-T, or quiet, Q-U-I-T-E.
Well, you spelled it the same way both ways.
No.
Okay, so if I, now look, I did say quiet at the first,
you
but if
listening.
I said, if I said, it's quite cold, one answer.
Q-U-I-T-E.
Correct.
Hey, you got that one.
Okay, Paige is on the board with one.
Ding,
all
ding,
right,
ding.
Paige, you remain in control of the board. Pick another state.
You want to see my prissy?
No, I need a state name, please.
California.
California.
I knew she'd pick that one.
The word is different, like different strokes for different folks.
The world just don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Mr. Drummer, what you talking about, Willis? Different.
D-I-F-F. E-R-E-N-T.
That is correct, Paige.
Dang.
My gosh, she might just run the board.
She's nailing them, so other people can't spell these words? Tales wrong with people.
Well, in these states, sure. Paige, another state.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Take your shirt off, swish it around your head.
This is so wild. Like a helicopter.
Yep.
The word is spaghetti.
I might get this wrong.
Spaghetti. I guess not a lot of Italians live there. I don't know. I've never looked at their...
S-P-A-G-H-T-T-I.
It's incorrect.
Oh.
Fat Boy for the Steal. And if you don't get this one right, I don't believe you. Spaghetti.
S-P-A-G-H-E. That's where I lose it. T-I. One T.
Incorrect as well.
God dang, I knew that would be the one.
S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T-I.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't have an E in there.
Like the pitcher Dave Spaghetti.
That was Rigetti.
That's what it was.
All right.
That was Rigetti.
So, Fatboy, you remain, Paige, you're in control of the board because you both got it wrong.
God,
I wrote it down right.
That don't count.
Let me see. Did she? Yeah, but you did. You wrote it down right, but you missed the E when you said it. This is great.
Well, she did write it down right. She just didn't say it right. And I think
I'm
on Jeopardy.
A very visual person. I'm spelling.
I believe that. Like, I think you see, like, little trolls standing around right now.
I do.
All right, pick another state. Let's blow this break.
Boston. You said state, right?
Yeah, I said state.
I'm sorry. Massachusetts.
You can't make this spin
tomorrow
up.
We're going to do a geography quiz. All right, Massachusetts, you said.
Yeah.
First of all, the fact they can spell their state name, I swear.
I can't.
The page, the word that Massachusettsans have a tough time with spelling is schedule.
Oh.
And that's a word I know you probably...
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Charlatans from Charlotte.
And just say it for me.
S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E.
That is correct. Paige is schooling you, man.
I was thinking she was spelling cheddar for some reason.
I tell you what, God bless. The Boston thing was gold.
All right, maybe I get to pick one to mix it up here.
I think so, too.
All right, let's go Texas. Texas. You all want to be your own country anyway, so.
Oh, I mean, this one's easy.
See what you can't spell.
Recycle.
Oh, yeah, I can do that one.
Yeah, of course.
R-E-S-I-C-L-E. Give me one that's... On. Give me a hard one.
Okay, I'll...
You pick.
You know, Virginia also had spaghetti, which was kind of strange.
Recycle.
Okay, I think... this was one that I would have to also write down and maybe sound a... Minnesota has a tough time. Just scream your name if you want to go at it and go first. Minnesota can't spell the word ukulele.
Oh, I'll try that one.
All right, go ahead.
U-K-E-L-E-I.
You're already wrong.
Already?
Yeah. It's okay. Paige?
I don't know if it's...
Oh, U-K-A-L-A-Y.
Paige says St. Paul is her answer. Minnesota can't spell ukulele.
I can't either. I don't know if it's...
Try it.
U-K-U-H.
Remember, folks, she's a very visual person.
She is. L-A-Y.
Spell visual, fat boys.
I don't know.
B-I-Z-U-A-L.
All right, Paige, how do you spell ukulele?
U-K-A-L-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Well, you can't spell it either.
Ukulele.
What the hell even is it?
Just for doo-doos and laughs.
He can tell you what it looks like.
Ukulele. It's that little tiny guitar that Hawaiians play.
Okay.
Pan Americans? I don't know what you call it.
U-K-K-E. L.
Oh, good Lord. You're doing it on purpose now.
Well, who the hell can spell ukulele?
I don't know.
Who the hell can even show you what it is?
Can they
spell fraud?
U-K-U-L-E-L-E.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do one more as we go to break. The last word.
Can they spell daycare fraud?
This one's on here. Three different states can't spell this word, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have spelled it right either. Hand to God. The word is bougie.
Paige, that's a Paige word all day.
Man, I'll tell you what, the way I see it and the way I've written it, it is not.
I don't know if it's right, but it's B-O-U-G-I-E.
B-O-U-G-I-E is correct.
I've never seen this spelled that way.
I spell it B-O-U-J-E-E.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Let me look. Who's saying my girl being bougie?
You're right, Paige. Yeah, bougie. It's like Dougie with a B. It's like... Teach me how to bougie. Teach me how to bougie.
Okay, makes look. Uzi Vert. That's the way it's spelled in the system here. Uzi Vert. B-O-U-J-E-E.
Yeah, but that's
that might be someone's last name.
Yeah, but like the term, like the name Dougie, it's with a B, is buggy, not. So is Dougie pronounced Dougie?
I think it's spelled like Dougie, like God, with an I-E.
Oklahoma can't spell Chihuahua. Pennsylvania can't spell maintenance. I can't say Pennsylvania. And
Chihuahua's hard.
All right, last Chihuahua's one. Going to break on Wyoming's word Chihuahua. Go.
C-H-U.
Wrong.
Already?
It ain't Chihuahua.
I even have one. I can't spell it.
All right, what is it? V-A-G-I-N-A.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she writing it down?
I am, but it's not right.
What is it?
It's not right.
What did you write?
C-H-U-A-H-A.
I don't know. Well, look at it. Because she wrote it down. What does that look like? What does it say? Let me
see. It's wrong.
Would you know what it was if she showed that to you?
Which one are you pointing at? That one there?
Yeah, it's not right.
She wrote C-H-V-A-H-A. Chahaha.
That's a you.
Guys, break it down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, June the 4th, be with you. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Break it down.
What's your idea?
Oh, well, I got to come up with the name.
We're talking about business.
Business ideas. I was thinking about some kind of type of furniture that, you know, it would have, you know, drawers in it to put different types of clothing, apparel, but it would be shaped like a crucifix. Yeah, because my mom decorated.
Hang on.
What? You wear them around your neck. Why not be able to use it as a receptacle? Anyway, they're going to be called cross-dressers.
God, you know what?
Nah, 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 nah,
a lot of people profit off of the cross, you know? Why not
jewelers?
One more?
I know. Oddly enough, jewelers. Like, just let that sink in for a minute. What's up, Uncle Mike?
Today's birthdays, we're starting kind of close to the halfway point in life. So we're starting late, and we got a lot. I was very surprised.
It's interesting to see what Fat Boy considers the halfway point in life.
I don't have music for this person, but I saw she's got a new movie coming out. First one she's done in a while. I think the first one she's done since she was Maleficent in the Disney movies. Maleficent, some of you would say.
Let me get those initials.
A.J. Used to be A.J.P.
Anton Jameson.
Nope, close.
No.
Man, very close. They both, well, I can't say that.
I don't know. Paige, what's your guess?
Angelina Jolie.
It is Angelina Jolie's birthday. Oh. Yeah. Evidently, all their kids have dropped his last name to just go with hers.
Yeah.
She started Maleficent.
Now, look, I wasn't there during this whole thing.
It does read as Maleficent.
The abuse that they claim, but he seems like Brad Pitt to be a laid-back kind of cool dude.
But if he was ugly, would you think that?
No.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not basing it off of looks.
Hotness gets you a free pass in life.
It does not.
Like, you
not
just,
with
like,
parenthood.
The stuff you've heard him, you know, like, talk about and say, it seems like he'd be...
The only thing I've ever heard that he did, and again, to each his own, and people... Like, he would smoke hash after they went to bed.
Yeah, or he'd drink a little bit, and then he said that, you know, he got off of that stuff.
Yeah. But how many of you gave your kids cough syrup so they'd go to sleep earlier?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Rub and rye, whatever it was.
Rock.
How old's this chick?
Angelina Jolie is...
the original DSLs.
She's already in the club. Got to be.
I don't know there, but...
She's got to be.
She's got a lot of kids. You talk about the Got a Lot of Kids club?
Is it a big one?
It's not a big one. Sorry.
Gosh. Paige, you go first. I tend to think you cheat sometimes.
Angelina Jolie.
55.
49.
She's 51.
Okay.
So not in the club. Dang. Well, she is, but she just didn't join.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry, Angelina. I thought you were older than you are.
It's a growing club. It really is. We can't tell by her. Are her lips natural?
I think they are. I think they've always been big.
She probably is to pop culture, to lips, what the Kardashians are to butts. I really think that.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Women never looked like this back in the day. Like,
well, you think of her and Lisa Rinna, right? Those are the two.
If a woman had lips like this back in the day, it's because her husband socked her in the puss, and that's wrong.
Heck yeah. Don't do that.
It's not
that's
right.
Not funny.
That's why I said it's not nice.
Yeah.
Well, this is the ER theme song because it's Dr. Carter's birthday.
Eric.
Who's also Dr. Robbie on The Pit, which is a great show.
Can't think of his name.
He was also the librarian. One of his other projects. Noah.
Wiley.
Yeah. Oh.
53.
Is he 51 too?
He's not
that would be 512.
Noah Wiley is 55 years old today.
Oh, damn it.
Dang.
Look at that. Dang. God, we all remember when he was in the ER, he was early 20s, I think. Early to mid. That's his first job, and look at that. What a job to get.
Yeah. Residuals like hell.
What a good career.
Oh, yeah. And The Pit. The Pit's great.
Oh, okay. I was telling Fat Boy, I was watching... it's not new. I think it's been on 4 seasons. It's called The Boys on Prime. It's about superheroes,
It's
like Suicide Squad-ish.
Uh-huh.
I keep hearing about that show, but
it's interesting. It's very. I've watched like 3 episodes of season 1. I'm into it. I like it.
I may have to check that one out.
Aaron Moriarty.
From
yeah.
48 Hours.
No.
That's Morty.
It's shout out to whoever made my headphones and decided I needed a 20-foot cord to wrap up in my chair and my legs. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Let me go ahead and get my proper. Who the hell is this?
I can't translate.
I can't read symbols. I don't know who it is. Riley Martin.
Egyptian then. You can't read symbols.
You can't read symbols.
No two symbols or whatever.
What was I can't remember.
This is the SNL theme song. He was a cast member.
Tazenmon.
He's a Riley Martin. He was a cast member in the late 90s, early 2000s.
John Lovitz.
No. I can't even tell you one of his characters.
Oh.
He was also in Road Trip. He was the chef in Road Trip. Remember when DJ Qualls sent back the toast?
Yes. Former guest of our show.
Yeah, he's been on a few times.
Give me the initials. I see him.
H.S.
Horatio Sanz.
Horatio Sanz. Hilarious. Hasn't done much since.
Mm-mm. His name sounds like a font.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty name.
What is that on your business card? It's actually Horatio Sanz.
He was hilarious, man.
Those of you that don't type much don't get that joke, do you? I will say, talking to you, Joe, even, I am saying...
Even with the accusations, I thought he was still funny.
Oh, the Jimmy Fallon...
Of allegedly letting underage girls into after parties at this.
He was a runner for people. Allegedly. 56.
57.
He is 57 years old.
Look at you.
Look at you. Theme song to a great show.
Party 5.
It is. Late 90s.
Why?
It is not Matthew Fox's or Nev Campbell's birthday, nor is it Lacey Chabert's birthday.
Yeah. I don't remember anybody else out of that, the mom and dad.
His cousin is a comedian who used to be on our show all the time.
Eddie Murphy.
Scott Wolf's birthday.
Oh.
His cousin, Josh Wolf.
God. I didn't know they were related.
Oh, yeah.
What, does Josh Wolf still do comedy?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He still goes around. We hadn't heard from him
in
forever.
Come back to Greenville and get back on the show, man. You're freaking...
Funny.
We're going to get Carlos Mencia back in here. He's coming to town soon.
And working on another one that is... I'll tell you, I don't even want to say it yet because... Y'all run and get tickets before I can. So I ain't going to let the cat out of the bag. But one this fall that, good God almighty, boy, I'm gonna bring Kleenexes because I'm going to be laughing with tears so damn hard.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Hilarious.
I'm excited.
And don't bogart all the tickets.
That's right. We're still guessing Scott Wolf.
Scott Wolf.
You know, he was related to the great helicopter driver, Air Wolf.
Was.
True story.
Sure he was.
Rest in peace, Jan Michael.
I'm going to go freaking 57 as well.
59.
Scott Wolf is 58 years old today.
That's not Bill Burr. Hey, Bill, are you whistling at me? Are you catcalling? No, I was talking.
I was telling you, look out for coming down the pipe.
Rhythm of the Night.
Yeah.
The Barge.
Yeah. L's birthday. I didn't want to play Who's Johnny?
L DeBarge.
Which is a weird video.
You know, our friends in Mexico, Johnny. That translates to the DeBarge.
It does. Nice. There's a lot of, what, 4 or 5 DeBarges?
Yeah, there's a whole band of DeBarges.
Not Chico's birthday, though.
Dude, this song came out in at least 85 or 86. It was the last year I lived at Poe Mill. I bought this tape at Coconut Records.
Really?
Yep. Who's this? Peppermint. Pardon. Peppermint.
I can't say his name, Matthew.
It was the one that was in McAllister Square.
Okay.
It was Peppermint or Coconut. I can't remember. One of the two.
Coconuts?
No, that's where I got my ass implants.
Oh, that's where.
Man.
I think L left.
Get your money back.
I think L left the barge shortly after this.
Oh, did he?
They split up.
He just went out on his own. That was me.
That was the front. Was
I was just like thinking. Like,
blowout. Oops.
God, now I want to know how old Chico is.
69.
70?
L DeBarge is 65 years old today.
Uh-oh.
And if you were wondering, Chico is 59.
What about the man? Dude, he should get a podcast with Becky Lynch.
Yes.
It's Chico and the man.
Be perfect.
I got two happy heavenlies. Also, I say Bruce Stern, his last name's a cuss word if you want to guess him real quick.
That's a big one for Laura him. Daddy or Laura brother? I forget.
Daddy. Daddy. Definitely not a brother.
82.
81.
90.
Damn.
90 years old.
Good God.
Former guest of the show.
Are they related to Mackenzie Dern, the fighter?
Is that really a fighter?
Yeah, Mackenzie Dern.
I have no clue.
What about Dad Burn It?
Dad Burn, Dad Gum.
Dad Gum.
Former guest of the show. She got called a name, actually, on this show. Somebody called her a whore.
Who did?
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Oh, yep. Okay.
She would have been 98 years old today.
Yeah. Jim Jack Jackie got mad at her and called her an old Nazi whore.
They did.
He really did. That was one of my favorite interviews.
I know. I don't know why he wasn't, so he didn't claim it. That was fun.
Yeah. Are we supposed to guess her death age?
She was 98 years old. Just like when you said the hydraulics was a roller coaster for Mexicans. I'm like, that's hilarious. Why would you not say that?
I didn't think it was bad.
I didn't either. I tried to say it, and I get smacked in the arm.
Well.
Gorilla Monsoon. Would have been 99 years old, man.
Oh.
Sitting in Gorilla.
Wow.
JR said when Gorilla was booking, if a match ran too long, he'd just run down to the ring and start smacking the mat and say, wrap it up.
He's a wrestler.
Dude, when I was doing SCW over there in Greer, old Jim Lewis, he'd go over in the corner and he'd start doing the Arn Anderson thing with his neck. Like, all right, cut it. That's done. Like, I said, make a character who goes out to sweep some out of the ring like it was the Apollo. That would be awesome. All right.
Got to give the ref an earpiece. Tell him to wrap it up. Take it home.
I know. Cruiser would appreciate it if you swept the ring for him.
You got to break it down.
Tomorrow is, what's the big highlight on the show? Well, we'll probably all be in a better mood because it would be Friday and payday. And ask
home.
Yeah,
that's good.
Hell yeah, get to give it away. Love it.
Right. And
wait in line.
I get keep stub.
I'd also like to talk to more international listeners.
That'd be fun.
You know, I didn't really agree with everything he said.
Huh?
I don't think there's any boring parts of this show.
And he does not have a big wife, but I had to ask.
Well,
that's nice to know.
It's one of those assumptions. You know, there's skinny women that marry people from other countries for 90 days or whatever the thing is.
And he would not tell us how old he is.
Well.
Which I was kind of curious.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, again, I told you, I said, I wanted people to realize that this is not some kind of undercover nice thing. It's not ice anymore, by the way. It's nice.
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 Boy, you got to be a special kind of prick to call them and get that going right.
I think that's what went down in Abbeville yesterday, right?
Just to watch that ball roll and to see that whole big production.
And to see, like, I went on Instagram and I was watching people, like, just going down the road. And, dude, if you're in your smaller town and you see this envoy of, like, blacked-out Hummers that look military just coming into your city all at once, like, hell yeah, I'd be videoing it too, freaking out, calling people, like, are we getting in theta or what's happening?
Right, what the hell is going on? Yeah. Is this army practice or what?
Yeah. I need somewhere to end it better than that.
I kind of don't want to go now. I'm getting warmed up a little bit.
All right, we'll come back and do a fourth and fifth hour.
Let's do it.
Just kidding. All right. Back tomorrow live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Psych!
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.